This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
With Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the show. What is in my personal bug out bag? All right, this is the bag you're going to grab when you have got to get out of the house in a hurry. I'm going to tell you what's in there. And MK Ultra mind control. The two may actually be related. And, you know, I do not talk specifically about politics on this show. Other than to say it's possible that the entire world is being ruled by shape-shifting reptilians. It's possible. Sometimes that makes more sense than any other explanation. But listen, the world is in such a chaotic state all the time. It always has been all throughout history. That's part of the game here. And as a general policy, I do not talk about negative doomsday scenarios and fear-mongering that most media use to make people panic and become afraid and obey. You know, I love that quote from Yoda in Star Wars, in the Star Wars series, which I wrote about in my book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. He said, "Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering." And I ordinarily would have used my Yoda voice, but my allergies are bothering me today. So anyway, look, people listen to this show all over the world. And generally speaking, look, whether or not you are dealing with the problem with the political nature of things or a natural disaster, there's always something that could be popping up that puts you in an immediate emergency mode and you need to just hit the road. And you can call this a superstition, but I think that if you prepare for a worst case scenario, then you somehow prevent it from happening. Maybe that's kind of like a spinoff of Murphy's Law or something like that. But I really believe that if you don't prepare, then the chances are higher that something bad will happen. But by the act of preparing helps to avoid it from even occurring. Does that sound bonkers? Okay, well, that's just how I feel. And that policy has worked pretty well for me. Sometimes if you prepare for something bad, you prevent it from happening. And of course, this brings up all kinds of interesting questions like, is your life totally predestined? Is your life like a movie and the movie's already made and all you're doing really is sitting there and hitting the play button and you're going to watch it and no matter what you do, it's still going to have the same ending? Or is it more like a choose your own adventure book where part of it is constructed there, but there are opportunities along the way for you to pop in and choose a certain path? Because obviously, I think there is a creator or a creative energy, a creative force that put this world together. I cannot tell you that I created the mountains and the trees and the oceans. And so part of the plan was already here when I popped out. You know, this is what I got, this world. So I think that most of your life may be predestined, but it's also like a choose your own adventure where you do have these forks in the road. And that's just based upon my gut instinct from my personal experiences. I don't think there's any way to prove that. It's just a philosophy about, you know, how to conduct your life. So when and if something bad happens, whether, you know, it's a fire, your house catches on fire, or there's a tornado that's coming, or I don't know, whatever, you know, there's some type of an emergency. If there is an attack of some kind, if you just need to grab a bag and hit the road, I have thought a lot about what needs to be in that bag. More than probably the average person. And if it's helpful at all, I'm going to give you my list. And now look, there are people out there who say, hey, if an end of the world doomsday scenario happens, I just want to say to heck with it, I'll just die with the world. But and I get that, because it's such a daunting idea to think, oh, I'm going to survive and stick it out. But what if at the last minute you change your mind? and the situation is more complex than you were expecting. Or it turns out to be a much more agonizing situation than you imagined, and you need to be able to get out of it. Well, what's the harm? It doesn't cost an arm and a leg to put your own bug out bag together. Before I tell you what's in my bug out bag, though, I also want to point out that it does not matter how efficient you have been and how well you plan, if you've got your gear together that you're going to run out the door with, if you cannot defend it, because in an emergency situation, somebody else who's not prepared may say, oh, what a nice little baggie of goodies this person has prepared, and they want to take it, they want to steal it. So no matter what you do, you have to be able to defend your stuff. And actually, before I get into the list, and this may be a little redundant, here are some easy things you can do to try to defend yourself. Number one is keep your bag kind of camouflaged if you can. You might want to get a bag that's literally camo, or you might want to get some kind of camo netting that you can throw over your bag. I mean, like, that's the easiest thing you can do to defend your stuff, is to kind of keep it hidden, or maybe disguise it so it doesn't even look like a bug out bag. And also, you know, if you've got pepper spray, my goodness, put some pepper spray in there. But here are two of the simplest things that you can use to defend yourself without having to go out and, you know, buy some kind of crazy, armory. A whistle. If somebody if you think somebody's trying to threaten you and you just pull out a whistle and you blow that thing, 9 times out of 10, that'll end it. The person will flee. Another thing that's a very, very simple tool you can use to defend your stuff is a bright flashlight. They make some super duper small, bright flashlights these days. And if somebody's coming at you at night, especially, you just hit them in the eyes with that flashlight. They're not expecting that, and it blinds them, and that may give you the edge that you need to get away. See, you got to think about how you're going to protect the stuff that you have. So look, I have two lists I'm going to give you. One of them is my most extensive list of what I've got. And then the other one is a condensed list of absolute essentials. Like, if you can't go out and get all this other stuff that I have in my bag, well, then let me give you this condensed version of things that I definitely think you should have. And I also want to point out here that you may not think about this. My bug out bag is a backpack. I mean, it's a very strong, very thin, lightweight backpack. And the first thing that I have in my bug out bag is another backpack that I have folded up and pressed down in there. And that's because everything that I'm going to tell you I have in my backpack is really in this backpack. You know, I stuffed it in there and it barely fits, but it does fit. But it's heavy. And so I'm with my wife, Lauren. And so one of the first things that we would do if we had to leave the house and we were in an emergency situation for days or weeks or whatever, is I would take that other backpack out and then take half of the contents and put it in her bag so we could divide that load and carry it. So you got to think also, you know, about little things like that. It also is less wear and tear on your bag when you do that, because eventually, you know, that strap might break off. So I don't want you to freak out and grab a pencil and paper or whatever and say like, okay, I got to write all this stuff down, because after I go over my lists and tell you why I have these things in my list or on my list, then I'm also going to tell you how you can find a link to a page where I wrote all this down for you. See, I'm looking out for you here. I'm trying to help. Okay, so before I get started here, I guess I'm coming up on a break here pretty soon, so I don't really want to start and then just have to stop mid-show. But I do want to point out that as I'm looking at this list, the things on the list are not necessarily put in a particular order. It was one of those things where over a long period of time, Lauren and I, we would think about scenarios, we'd use our imagination, and then we'd make a note and say, we could use this, we could use that. Some of it is obvious stuff. Some of it will probably be surprising to you. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you what you need to have and then how all this might lead into some fishy things regarding the way the world is being managed these days. You know what? I have a new kit, a new metaphysical kit that I'm going to be releasing in the very near future. As usual, I am not Amazon, I'm not Walmart, I don't have a lot. I have a small supply, but it's cool, and I've never released anything like this before. If you want to know when it comes out and have an opportunity to get it, you have to go to joshuapwarren.com. I'm not going to talk about it possibly on this show. Go to joshuapwarren.com, sign up for my free e-newsletter. Okay, it takes you 2 seconds. You'll see right there on the homepage, you put in your email address, you hit submit, and as soon as you do that, you're going to get an automated email from me with some free gifts and free goodies. What have you got to lose? There's no period after the P in joshuapwarren.com. That's me. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does, or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/strangethings.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the IR Radio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. And I really am not a doomsdayer. I have many, many, many friends who are. Many of them believe that everything is a conspiracy. My old buddy, the late, great Jim Mars, he believed that everything was a conspiracy. But it's not really about that. Look, it's just about, like I say, being prepared and having some peace of mind. And it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg to put all this together. Now, before I start giving you my list of things that I am using, just keep in mind, you'll want to customize this sort of stuff to where you are and what you're up against. So, for example, like I am here in the desert. And so it's probably not going to do me a lot of good to have some fishing line and hook and bait and all that, because it's pretty hard to find a place to fish around here. Okay. If I were in Puerto Rico, where I used to live, I would definitely have some type of fishing outfit, a little miniature fishing rig. But then I'd have to consider that when I have water to drink, a lot of it may be salt water. So I'd have to figure out how to desalinate the water. And there are tools that will help you with that. There are ways you can boil your water, etc. So anyway, just keep in mind, there's not a one-size-fits-all plan here, but this will get you thinking about some of the things that we all have in common, all right? So here is the more extensive list of stuff that I have, in no particular order. Alcohol wipes, that's a duh. You know, that's one way of keeping clean when you're on the go. For me, chapstick, especially being out here in the desert, it's very dry. Lips get chapped. That's a nice little creature comfort. Nail clippers. Neosporin is great. Some kind of antibiotic ointment like that. Oh, here's one that you're probably going to be like, what? A pack of cigarettes. Now, here's the thing. If everything hits the fan and there's kind of a breakdown and you can't make it to the ATM and you don't know how to maybe barter and exchange things, even if you're not a smoker, cigarettes can be used as currency, just like they're used in prison. People who like to smoke, they really need a cigarette when they really need a cigarette. You know that. So you can use cigarettes as a form of exchange. And another thing that people will probably find very valuable to have is bullets. My friend Dr. William R. Forsten, he wrote a novel called One Second After, where there was an EMP and it shut down large sections of the country and people would trade bullets. So you have to think about stuff like that as well, like a currency. So, but cigarettes are a good one. Some type of a collapsible kettle is good so that you can fix meals and hopefully you can boil water in it. There are some really simple ones out there that'll let you do that. Any kind of little compressed towels or towelettes are nice. I think a desert boonie is always good because something like a desert boonie, for me, of course, that makes sense. I got this hot sun I have to keep off of me, but also you can use a boonie as a container. Sometimes you can collect water in them depending on how they're made and all that. I definitely need some sunglasses. Everybody needs duct tape. That's like the universal. You don't know what all you can do with duct tape, when it's going to come in handy. So have a roll of duct tape. And I believe you can even fold up a little piece of duct tape and light it on fire and it makes a nice little fire starter. Emergency candles are good. Just in case your batteries run down or they get zapped, it never hurts to have some candles. Have some energy bars in there. That's the simplest thing you can have to live off of if you need some rations for a while. Just get some, you know, like simple grocery store breakfast bars and throw some of those in there. For me, eye drops, because again, I'm here in the desert where it's very dry. And some kind of a first aid kit. And a first aid kit may have many of these things in it already. But, you know, some kind of a first aid kit is really nice. A headlamp is a must. That's going to come in great, very handy for you at night when you might not have any other source of light. You don't know what the situation's going to be. Lighter and matches. Or a cigarette, you know, so just a basic Bic cigarette lighter. They're usually very dependable. So just, you know, something you can start a fire with. Pen and paper. So when you get information, like what if your cell phone doesn't work and you need, somebody gives you some valuable information, like some directions or a plan, or you need to let somebody know that you're going somewhere and you're going to be back at a certain time. You got to go back to the old fashioned pen and paper. Nowadays, if your phone is working, well, you'll definitely want to have a phone charger in there. So some way of charging your phone, you know, you can get these little power packs. A pocket knife is handy for a million different reasons. Some type of a poncho is great in case you're stuck in the rain or you're in some other type of situation where you need to keep the weather a little bit at bay. Just some rubber gloves. You just never know what you might be getting your hands into. It's always good to have rubber gloves in your survival kit. As far as something very simple that you can use also to defend things or even possibly hunt, is just a slingshot and some ammo, you know, typical old, you could get one of the old fashioned ones, the fork stick with the rubber band and just, you know, shoot rocks with it, or you can get a better version. But a slingshot, is a nice little thing to have if you're out there and you need to, use a projectile. Obviously, in my case, sunblock, that could be a lifesaver. I also have a little survival bracelet. You can get these things online and they're usually made of like parachute cord and they have a little, a compass on them and they have a fire starter and they're not very expensive. So consider that. Now some kind of a survival guide is great. And that depends on, you know, your situation. Like I suggest you go to Amazon and you just search for survival manual or survival guide and find one that may have some basic information that will help you, based upon what you do and do not know and where you live and the environment that you are most likely going to be in. So, some very simple stuff you might want to know is like, how long do I have to boil water before it's safe to drink? Or, how much bleach do I put in water to disinfect it? And, you know, once you have some bottles of water sealed up, like how long are they good for? But, you know, so just some basic stuff like that. You don't want a big, thick, heavy book, but just something thin like that. I already mentioned a headlamp, but it's always good to have some kind of a tactical flashlight. There are some very thin little tarps that you can get out there, which are great because If you end up in a situation where you're outside on the dirt, it's nice just to lay down a tarp so you can take out all your stuff and put on top of it without getting it all dirty. You know, it's like a picnic spread there. Thermal blankets are very, very helpful. They're little Mylar thermal blankets. You can get those things for next to nothing. And they will keep you warm when it's cold, and they will also help reflect the sun when it's hot. That's a basic staple. Of course, you want to have toothbrushes and toothpaste and a water filter straw is great. And you can get them pretty cheap and easily. I highly recommend you get it's just like a little container with a straw, and you can drink dirty water through this filter if you need to. Zip ties. I know we've already got tape on here, but there are things that zip ties are more appropriate for, and it's just easy to get zip ties. Now, here's another thing. Let's say there is something like an EMP, and all the power gets knocked out to the cell phone towers. And I'm not saying maybe like all the power in the world goes down or whatever, but I'm just saying like all the power is knocked out of your cell phone towers and you can't communicate on your cell phone. If you have a couple of walkie-talkies, even if it's just like kids' toy walkie-talkies, that way, if you and the person you're with have to go in different directions for some reason, you might still be able to keep in touch with each other. Something like a handheld CB radio is even better. Anybody can use a CB radio. I happen to be a licensed ham radio operator, and ham can only be used if you get a license from the federal government, and you have to take a test and you pay a fee. And it actually was harder than I thought it was going to be to pass that test, but you can do that in your local community. Just go online and look up ham radio test and you'll see what the options are. But you can buy a ham radio and you can listen to what's happening in your neighborhood or what's happening around you, which may be all that you need is just to know what's going on. And you can listen to weather reports and other things. But if you actually want to hit that transmit button and you want to talk and participate in the conversation, then you need to have a ham license. Now, they will let you slide if it's a real true emergency. But if there are a gazillion emergencies happening everywhere, they're going to be very strict about when that's okay. So you might want to consider getting yourself a handheld ham radio if you're that type of person. I am a KJ7TJK, Kilo Juliet 7 Tango Juliet Kilo. And I really enjoyed the process of getting the license. But again, it was, it's kind of tricky. It's kind of tricky to pass that test. And then the last thing in this essential list that's really, really, really important that a lot of people don't think about. Okay, tell you what, we got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about this really, really important thing that most people don't think about. Then I'm going to tell you what the condensed list is. If you can't get all that stuff, you just want to be like, okay, let me get by here for maybe a day if I'm displaced. And then I'm going to tell you how you can find this information that I put together for you. And then we're going to get into some spooky government stuff. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be back after these important messages.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all.
For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the IR Radio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. Just going over my bug out bag. And some of this stuff is already covered, like, you know, I said alcohol wipes, but don't forget how much we needed toilet paper when the lockdowns happened, so you want to make sure that, you know, you've got that covered. But here is the very important thing that a lot of people just do not think about. If you've got to grab a bag and hit the road and get out of your house within seconds. And again, this could be just, you know, because there's a fire or an earthquake or anything, right? Have a copy of your ID. So like a copy of your driver's license. And or your passport, copies of any kind of important papers like that. Because if you just have enough time to literally grab that bug out bag and get out the door, then you may not even think to grab your wallet. And depending on the degree of the intensity here, and it's going to make your life a lot easier if you at least have got an authentic copy of that information that you can use when you have an opportunity to present that to authorities or rescuers or people like that who are trying to establish where you are and who you are and where you belong and all that kind of stuff. So have a copy of your ID. All right. So that stuff is, again, I'm just telling you what I have in my bag, and that's not everything, but that's enough. That is, like, again, you got to grab the bag and boom, hit the road. But let's say you just need a kit that's like an essential home emergency kit where you're not necessarily going to have to, you know, boot scoot. You are just in a situation where something happens and the power goes out. And, you know, maybe the water even stops working and you lose your cell phone connection and you just have to hunker down at home and get by. Well, here are some basic things that you'll want to have just in a box on hand for that, where you're just going to hold down the fort. Again, you better be capable of securing everything, you know, somehow or other protecting it. You obviously, you know, canned foods are fantastic. Some bottles of water, can't go wrong with that. Canned food's cheap, bottles of water cheap, stock up on that stuff. And also, canned food usually lasts way, way past the date that they give you for like a best buy date or whatever. So, okay, again, you need toilet paper. Get yourself that whistle. Do not forget about the whistle. Some bandages. You need the ointment like the Neosporin. You need some way of starting fire, whether it's, you know, waterproof matches or a Bic lighter. I love having one of these little LED flashlights that has a dynamo on it, like a little crank on the side. I've got two or three of those, and that way you never even have to worry about the batteries running down. Tweezers, Little things like tweezers, you take for granted until you need them. You need some tiny work done. Tweezers, needle, cordage, string. So again, and some of this stuff would be in a little first aid kit. The cordage, a string, water purification tablets. Again, you don't know what your situation's going to be. Tape, at least a couple of energy bars, some soap, one of those survival manuals, a copy of your IDs. And in my case, here in the desert, if I'm stuck here and the power goes out and I don't have air conditioning and it's 120 degrees, I need some battery-powered fans. So I have those. I've got battery-powered fans. And also, that's all I'm going to give you in terms of this particular list of things to get you thinking how you should be thinking to prepare. But now I also have got a Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. And this is the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price, guaranteed. And basically, it's plug and play. You don't need to know anything about electricity or solar power. You just take this thing. It's there are different sizes, but you know, it looks like a computer case or whatever. And you plug your solar panel into it. It comes with solar panels. You go, there are the panels. And that's it. You're done. And the thing just sits there and charges up. And then it's got outlets on the back, electrical plugs. And you can plug whatever you want in there. And the cool thing about that is it's solar. So as long as you have access to sun every day, you're never going to run out of power. You don't need fuel. You don't need gas, kerosene. It's totally silent. It doesn't create any noxious fumes. It works in perfect harmony with Mother Nature. And I use that to charge up rechargeable batteries that I can put into my fans and other stuff, or just keep my computer going or my phones. And I use my Sunshine Simple all the time when I was in Puerto Rico, especially when these storms would come through. It's a lifesaver, and a lot of people in Puerto Rico are using them now, as a matter of fact. So sunshinesimple.com, if you want to go and just see what your options are for that. I think everybody should have one of those at home. Sunshinesimple.com. All right. That's all I'm going to give you on that for now. If you would like to access the lists that I just gave you, it's very simple. Go to joshuapwarren.com, click the link to my curiosity shop, and scroll down, and you will see somewhere there on the page the word bug out, B-U-G-O-U-T. You click that word, and it will give you these lists, and this will inspire you to put together some stuff that will help you. And, you know, here is one of the things that I really wanted to get into on this particular show, is that we have these natural disasters that can happen at any time. Again, earthquakes, fires, tornadoes, floods, mudslides. I mean, like, but what makes this especially disturbing is that some of these situations that we end up in, these panic situations, are actually man-made. They really are created by elites in government. And I am not singling out any particular government here, because people listen to this show all over the world, like I say. But it's pretty scary when you think about how that sometimes in the past, our governments have actually tried to manipulate us and do things that lead us into a panic state. Or, I mean, look at the Tuskegee experiments, for goodness sake. The power of mind manipulation is horrifying, because we might be able to prevent a lot of these artificial doomsday scenarios if we just learn to be more skeptical and to think more critically about the information that we're getting from the governments of the world and the mainstream media. And there are some pretty weird things that governments do. They're capable right now of doing some very sophisticated stuff. I'm sure you probably heard of the Havana syndrome. This is especially something reported by U.S. government officials that are traveling around the world. And they say that they're being targeted by some kind of a directed energy weapon. And this was first reported in Havana, Cuba, but it's now been reported in a lot of places like China and in India and even parts of Europe and even in Washington, D.C. And people get this ringing in their ears and then they feel very disoriented. And sometimes they hear a high pitch. And then sometimes, I mean, it just like it causes permanent damage. They're mentally and physiologically disabled from this, and it has all these weird effects. And the best we can figure, it's some kind of a microwave that's being fired at people. And, you know, when it comes to the idea of trusting what government officials are up to and how responsible they're going to be and how they conduct themselves, you know, it reminds me of one of my favorite shows is Pawn Stars on the History Channel. And when Rick Harrison is there doing business with people, and somebody brings in an item and tells him all about it, he says, "It's not that I don't trust you. I don't trust anybody." And that's unfortunate that we have to feel that way, but you should always be very skeptical when somebody is telling you that there is some type of a terrifying, fearful situation that you should be worried about. And in fact, I was reading the other day to show you just how far that governments can go about, you know, Project MK Ultra. You probably know about this. This was the code name of an illegal human experimentation program designed and undertaken by the US CIA. The experiments were intended to develop procedures and identify drugs such as LSD that could be used in interrogations to weaken individuals and force confessions through brainwashing and psychological torture. And MK Ultra used numerous methods to manipulate its subjects' mental states and brain functions. They used electroshocks, hypnosis, sensory deprivation, isolation, verbal, sexual abuse, all kinds of forms of torture. And they say it began in the 1950s and was embraced all the way through the 1970s. Listen to some of the stuff. This is factual. This is some of the stuff that the U.S. government was experimenting with, in many cases, on U.S. citizens, on our own citizens. It says, in 1955... an MK Ultra document gives an indication of the size and range of the effort, and it refers to the assortment of mind-altering substances. Okay, so they're talking about finding unwitting people and subjecting them to substances which will promote illogical thinking and impulsiveness to the point where the recipient would be discredited in public. Number two, substances which increase the efficiency of mentation and perception. Okay, we got to take a break here. This gets pretty sinister. It really does. And I'm going to tell you why that we should be cognizant of this and how that we can combat it with good stuff, okay? I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit BARTESIAN.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. And in MK Ultra, they were illegally experimenting on materials which will promote the intoxicating effect of alcohol. Materials which will render the induction of hypnosis easier. Substances which will enhance the ability of individuals to withstand torture and coercion. Methods and physical methods which will produce amnesia. Physical methods of producing shock and confusion over extended periods of time. Substances which will produce physical disablement such as paralysis of legs, acute anemia, etc. Substances which alter personality structure in such a way the tendency of the recipient to become dependent upon another person is enhanced. Substances which will lower the ambition and general working efficiency of men when administered in undetectable amounts. Substances which promote weakness or distortion of the eyesight and hearing. A knockout pill, which can be surreptitiously administered in drinks, food, cigarettes, an aerosol. This goes on and on. You read about this. This is not some conspiracy nutso stuff. I mean, this is historic fact that the U.S. government was involved in these experiments for many years and often using, again, U.S. citizens. You know, they would go to a party and slip something in a scientist's drink, for example, and then observe and see what would happen to that person. I know we'd like to think that now we are a much more enlightened society and we don't have governments doing these kinds of things anymore, but think of all they have now. You know, not just the microwave beam that they're shooting into people's heads. That's been around a long time. It's gotten much, much more effective now, apparently. But you know, here is what you really need to understand most of all, that the top most common way to be brainwashed and manipulated into a fearful state, where you give up rights and you make rash decisions and all that. The top way is they use the media. Okay. The mainstream media, outlets are often compromised by governments. We see this all around the world. And that's why oftentimes you will see all of a sudden everybody has the same talking points all at the same time. Like, wow, how did that all happen? And that's all they talk about. It's this thing, this thing, this thing. And that is the simplest way at using your cell phone now your tab, whatever you use to connect to the world. That is how, you know, you are there. You're supposed to be guided into one fearful situation after another. So it confuses you. And this is why the independent thinking and free speech is so absolutely important. It is the most important thing that we have free speech. And that's one thing that I value so much about this podcast. And I hope that you understand how precious that is and that you support it and that you stand up for it. And if you disagree with what somebody else is saying out there, it is wrong for you to try to cancel that person's ability to speak. Free speech is there to protect unpopular thought. And you can have your own opinion and battle it out in the world of ideas. But this idea of governments teaming up with media and creating these campaigns, which scare people needlessly, that is a panic. That is a disaster. That is an emergency which can be avoided. And you need to teach your kids that as well. And that's why I always say, when it comes to combating that, you have to have your own personal advertising campaign. That's what sort of affirmations are about. And you don't even need faith necessarily to do this stuff. You just need to understand the power of perceptions and placebos. And I'm going to talk more about that on a future podcast. But if you put good, positive things around yourself, then, and things that help you like snap out of it and don't just constantly live in a state of fear, then you're going to have a much better life. And being prepared for something bad that may happen, whether it's an artificial man-made construct or something natural, being prepared for that stuff gives you peace of mind, and that makes the process easier for you. You know, Justin Perry, he has this great YouTube channel called You Are Creators. He has over 1.5 million subscribers, and he's interviewed me a few times. We have wonderful conversations. And he is one of the biggest proponents out there of positive thinking and free thinking and manifestation. And the other day he posted a video and he said, here's an affirmation that I use every day, whenever I can think to use it. And you know, when I hear stuff like this, I love to try it out and to pass it along to you. We're all experimenting together in this big happy family we call the Strange Things Universe, right? So he said, here is this sentence that he uses every day, and you might want to write this down and make sure you use it yourself. Life is good and it's only getting better. Life is good and it's only getting better. Try that out. Try saying that. Try writing it down. And look, I realize that you can't go out and change the world, but you can at least change your world. You can change your family and friends and life and neighborhood much more than you think you can. Focus on your circle of people, and that becomes contagious. It becomes a chain reaction, and it makes ultimately the whole world a better place. Life is good, and it's only getting better. Unfortunately, we don't have any superheroes that are going to swoop in here and save us. There are a lot of people that are trying to manipulate us and make us afraid. Look at, if you've never seen the documentary Mirage Men, look at how government agents have, you know, misinformation agents have tried to make people freak out thinking they see UFOs and stuff when apparently it was all just a big operation, a big hall of mirrors. I don't know that aliens are going to zoom back in and save us. Okay. And, I think we have to focus on doing this for ourselves. I was reading the other day about superheroes. You know, why are they so popular all the time? And now even more than ever. And I came across this. This is just a silly, interesting little factoid. Why do most superheroes wear spandex? You know what I'm talking about? Maybe not so much nowadays with modern movies as they did traditionally in the comic books and stuff, but why wear spandex? And here is the explanation that I found. Because artists have a hard time drawing folds and wrinkles. Superheroes probably started out wearing normal clothes or fancy costumes that were not skin tight, but the artist had a hard time drawing wrinkles. It was laborious, and so they would often appear to be skin tight. Okay. Anyway, look, we have to do this for ourselves. We have to keep a positive mindset. I remember when I was shooting the TV series Paranormal Paparazzi, I went to Times Square one evening with another cast member, and it was packed with people as usual. I was living in New York for like 6 weeks, and I stood there in Times Square, and I took out a $100 bill, and I said, I'm going to hand this to the first person who takes it. And I stood there for, I'm sure it was over 15 or 20 minutes. And I would just, people would walk by and I would say, free $100 bill, free $100 bill. And people would run from me. That's how much we mistrust each other. Finally, a guy said, okay. And he got $100. I've done that experiment in many places around the world. And we have to start thinking, not everybody out there is bad. The world is not all full of things you should be afraid of all the time. Prepare. And I think the Dalai Lama said, like, there's no need in worrying, because if you can do something about it, well, then why worry? And if you can't, well, then why worry? Because it's not going to make a difference. Be prepared. Be positive. And let's actually focus right now on those positive feelings and thoughts as we listen to the Good Fortune Tone. Let's make the next week for you one of the best ever. Take a deep breath. If you can, close your eyes. Here we go. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift, and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show, and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.